If I could wave a magic wand, know that all your hurting's gone, I would. If I could, I would. If I could reach across the miles, hold your hand and make you smile, I would. If I could, I would. Whatever way the wind may blow, it'll be the way you'll go. Sometimes it'll carry you. For a moment you are free. Distance is the hardest part. It tugs at a lonely heart. And I wish you weren't so far, so I could hold you close to me. If I could pull back all the tears, make your heartache disappear, I would. If I could, I would. And if I could turn time back around, give your life some solid ground, I would. If I could, I would. Whatever way the wind may blow, it'll be the way you'll go. Sometimes it'll carry you. For a moment you are free. Distance is the hardest part. Tugs at a lonely heart. And I wish you weren't so far, so I could hold you close to me. I wish you weren't so far, so I could hold you close to me.
That's Glenn McNeil with If I Could, I Would, live on Folk Roots Radio today. We're at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. Glenn just popped in to play me a few songs. Now, if you've been following this show recently, you'll know that he just released an album, Where the Heart Remains, which I absolutely love. I had an interview with Glenn just a few weeks ago. Absolutely fabulous album. I actually decided the album was worthy of the album of the week on Folk Roots Radio. Absolutely gorgeous. And if you just listen to that song, you realize that this guy writes great songs. Tell us a little bit about that one, Glenn.
Thanks very much. That one is basically, I live far from my homeland, which is Cape Breton, and I live far from my mother, who's still there. And it was inspired really by the distance between her and I, because she was battling breast cancer at the time. And, you know, it was like a love letter to her to say, you know, I wish I could be there to help you, to be with you, but I can't. But I really wish I could. And so it's funny, because when I wrote the song and I played it for her, she knew exactly what it was about, which is kind of funny. So she won her battle. She won her battle with breast cancer, and she's still alive and well today. And she's kind of my agent out east. She's selling CDs out of the trunk of her car, and, you know, bothering the neighbors to give up their money and stuff. So it's pretty funny. So she's having a great time.
So you must be really pleased with the reception the new album's received.
I'm very happy. You know, there's been so much support by, like, folks like yourself and a lot of radio people are starting to take notice of it and give it a few spins. And I've really gotten a lot of great feedback, and I'm really happy. I didn't know what to expect, and it's been fantastic.
Now, it's interesting because you've been, I think, playing music for quite a while, but this could be classified as a debut album?
I would say this is a debut album, yeah. I've done some recordings, but this is my first solo effort, and so I kept it very personal, and the songs are very personal, as If I Could, I Would is. I guess I wanted to just come out of the gates with it just being about some personal stuff and being more about me and kind of giving people an idea of who I am. So, yeah, it's been going great so far.
So when did you write that song?
That song is probably it's probably a couple of years old now. And after I knew that she was going to be okay and things were okay, I sat down and wrote it. So, yeah, I guess it's been a couple of years ago now.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful song.
Thank you.
We have you in the studio basically on the idea that we're getting together to play some songs. What are you going to play for us next?
Well, how about the title track? Well, I should say the title comes from this track called The Islands Where the Heart Remains. So why don't we just do that one?
And the island is obviously Cape Breton.
The island being Cape Breton. And my heart is, you know, no matter how long I'm away from there, it's been a long time. But there's a lot of Cape Breton on this album. So
you live in Tecumseh near Windsor just now. Do you anticipate one day you'll head back to Cape Breton?
No, I don't think so. People ask me that if I'll maybe retire there someday or whatever, but I don't think so, you know, because we have kids, and of course with kids come possibly grandkids and family, and I could see us just kind of being where they're going to be, so, or as close as possible to them, but we'll go back and visit, you know, so.
This is Glenn McNeil with The Island Where the Heart Remains on Folk Roots Radio.
Dusty back roads and two-lane highways, the only way to go. Shallow rivers along the way, ever flowing. Sobriety ocean breeze, crashing of the waves. It's a walk along the beach on a summer's day. It's a rugged, rocky shore, salt water in your veins. Wherever you may roam, the island's where the heart remains. Cold steel rails where now lay nature's trails, once carried the staples of this land. Through every county and every town, every hill both up and down, there was always someone around to lend a helping hand. On the rugged, rocky shore, salt water in your veins. Wherever you may roam, the island. Sometimes it seems the only way. To make it in this place. Is to leave it all behind before your heart makes you stay. On the rugged, rocky shore, salt water in your veins. Wherever you may roam, the island is where the heart remains.
That's Glenn McNeil with The Island Where the Heart Remains. Now, that's the title track, or I should say, that's the track where the title Where the Heart Remains comes from, mm-hmm. an ode to Cape Breton. You know, when I listen to you play, I mean, you play amazingly well.
Thank you.
And it always makes me wonder why we haven't heard more from you until now.
Well, thank you. You know, I've been playing my whole life. I've been playing since I've been a kid, you know, and I mean, you look at the cover of my album, right? It's me and my dad when I was probably two, maybe. And I always was gravitated. I just loved guitars and playing, but I consider myself a rhythm guitar player. I'm not going to claim to be any kind of a lead player. I'm no J.P. Cormier or any of those guys, but I guess it just took me this amount of time to find my way. I think I've finally found where I need to be, and it's been a long time. But I put out recordings, like I said, with bands and duos and that kind of thing, and recorded original material. But I find even now, after all this time, I'm where I should be, I suppose. The answer to your question is, I don't know why it took so long for me to get here, but I guess I'm glad I'm here now.
And the opportunity at a conference like Folk Music Ontario, obviously, get to meet as many people as possible, you know, play some songs for people, and they get to know you more. How long do you think it'll be before you head back in the studio then?
You know, I'm already itching to get back in. I know it's only been 2 months or so since the CD came out, but as you know, artists take a long time to record something. You know, I recorded this thing mostly back in the fall of last year. So it's been a year already. So I already have probably 4 or 5 songs picked out already that I want to record. I'm thinking probably in the new year early, I'll start tracking some more stuff because I got that itch already, you know?
Yeah, it's funny because I see a Winnebago in your future. You know, your wife, a guitar, and the Winnebago.
Sounds good to me.
Heading down into the States because... You know, I think that maybe you want to be checking out the Kerrville Folk Festival and some other places like that.
I would love to, you know. Like I said, this conference is kind of a taste of, you know, the people that I need to see and contact with and the talent that I'm playing with. And I would love to get some festivals. That's always been my major goal as a solo artist, is to work festivals and some songwriter shows and that kind of thing, where it's I did the whole bar thing, you know, did all that stuff, the Celtic rock stuff, and but in my heart I've always been a guy with a guitar. So I'm finally here, and it's taken a long time, but I'm in the right place.
John Law produced the album for you, and I know when we were talking in the interview, did it such a good job at really bringing out your voice, but also adding an accompaniment that really allowed the songs to breathe.
Yeah, totally. I honestly couldn't think of a better combination, really, for these songs, because I wanted it to be primarily an acoustic record, and I think so did John. You know, luckily, the guy plays a lot of acoustic instruments, so he was able to add, you know, mandolin and dobro and guitar, of course. Again, he was a really great producer, a great fit for this record. And I think he brought these songs to life in the way that I wanted to hear them, you know, because I've done recordings before where you do a full band thing or whatever, and it just doesn't really work for the song. So he served all these songs very well, and he really took a real keen interest in how to present them. And people are starting to hear that now, which is fantastic. I couldn't be happier with what he did.
Yeah. Let's play another song. What are you going to play for us?
How about something called Up on High? This is a tribute song to John Allen Cameron, who lived in my old hometown or home village of Glencoe Station, Cape Breton. And this song is a tribute that I wrote with my friend Russell DeVoe. Russell was basically the lyric writer behind this one. And I did the music, of course. And on this record, on this track, is a special guest is John Allen's son, Stuart. And he does some of the electric guitars on there. So it's called Up on High.
May you dance, dance, wherever you may be. Let nothing tie you down.
fly with the angels. Listen to the pibroch's mournful sound. Sail away up on high. Know the legacy you left behind. Blaze the trail of Celtic pride. Go and sail away up on high. You have your faith in God above. He'll let you bring your music home. Go and play your tunes with all your heroes. And know you'll never be alone. Sail away up on high. Know the legacy you left behind. Blaze the trail. Celtic pride, now go and sail away up on high. Sail away up on high. Sail away up on high.
That's Glenn McNeil with Up on High from his debut album, Where the Heart Remains. It still amazes me that this is a debut album. It is definitely one of my favorite albums of the year so far, and it's great to have you join us.
Thank you, Jan.
Well, I'm so thrilled for you. It's a great album, and it's just been, as I said, my pleasure to be able to welcome you into the studio today to play a few songs. What are you going to play for us to finish off today?
Yeah, well, thanks, Jan. This has been a great time. This song is not on my album. It's an old song that I wrote for my girls way back. They always love music, and this is a song. I used to do this little kind of a bluesy thing, and it would get their attention, and they would just kind of like stop crying and go, oh, there's music. Some people call it the bluesy rockin' babies, but it's titled I'm in Love. So it goes something like this.
Well, I've got one good reason why I wake up each morning. One more reason why I get up each day. Well, there's this girl who melts my heart without a warning. The girl who wants to steal my heart away. I'm in love with two beautiful ladies. They don't even know my name. I'm in love with two beautiful ladies. And I love them just the same. They've got big blue eyes that shine as bright as diamonds. A smile so wide it can dim the midday sun. Well, it's a shame this game I play comes down to choosing. There's no way this man is gonna love just one. I'm in love with two beautiful ladies. And they don't even know my name. I'm in love with two beautiful ladies. And I love them just the same. Yeah, I'm in love with two beautiful ladies. And they don't even know my name. I'm in love with two beautiful ladies. And I love them just the same.
There's still a rocker inside every singer-songwriter. That's Glenn McNeil with I'm in Love. live on Folk Roots Radio. Now, his new album is entitled Where the Heart Remains. Glenn, as always, it's a great pleasure.
Thank you, Jan. I appreciate it.